Good Vachen Shavua Tov, everybody. This is Executive Assistant Avrami, and you are tuned into another edition of Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com. Hope everyone had a wonderful Shabbos. It was Parshas Lech Lecha, and we are looking forward to Parshas Vayera now. As one Shabbos ends, so right away we start looking forward to the next Shabbos, Be'ezrat Hashem, where we can spend more time communing solely with God and our families, as opposed to with the rest of our regularly scheduled issues of work and other things, responsibilities, and that oasis that we have, that we are sad that it has gone, and we are looking forward to the next one. We started off tonight with Birkas Havdalah by the Kol Noar Boys Choir, as we do every week, and then we had Miami Mizrach with the title track off of their debut CD, Yesh, having to do with working and having hope for going back to Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezrat Hashem. And of course, in these Parshias now, with Avram Avinu and Avram being promised that Eretz Yisrael will go to his descendants, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we had it, and then we lost it, and then we're working on having it again. And so quite appropriate to be having those thoughts in our minds at this time of these Torah portions. And to that end, I've decided for the next one to really open up the show a little bit into that next level. We have Eighth Day off of their Chasing Prophecy CD with a track entitled Avraham. That's right. And we'll dedicate this to all the Avrahams tuned in right now, whether on Matzah Shabbos or during the replay on Sunday. And you are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com.
Sitting in the hot desert sun, you've been told you'd be on the run down to Egypt, to Pharaoh's town, to Rome and Spain and many other lands. But you open your door to tired men, lonely passers-by, and angels from heaven. Your kindness and your care were known far and wide. Father of a nation, your soul is alive.
Abraham, are we the children that you dreamed of? We that shining star you saw at night. You know it's true, we still call you Avinu. Our father, our bride, we got your soul inside. Take us home, take us home.
Every test, now look a small show in the Midwest. A child was born just the other day, and all those gathered there heard his mother say, all it's been 3,000 years, and we've been fighting back all the tears. One man's lullaby, a nation will survive. Father of our people, your dream is alive.
Abraham, are we the children that you dreamed of? Are we that shining star you saw at night? To call you Avinu. Our father, our bride, we got your soul inside. Take us home. Courage and soul.
It's our great live stream keeping you company on a Saturday night. My name is Nahum Siegel. Thanks for tuning in to Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NahumSiegel.com.
Thank you.
That is Yonatan Razel with Katonti, his latest single. Of course, many of us know Yonatan Razel from his huge hit Vehi Sha'amda that he wrote, that he performed with Shweki at the Live in Kesaria CD, and which has become a modern-day classic. And then he followed that up on the next Yaakov Shweki album with a great tune entitled Ra'u Banim, which we play constantly here at the Nachum Segal Network because it's a beautiful song. So we already know Yonatan is a wonderful, wonderful composer. And this, it says here, I'm getting my information about this from the Jewish Insights. That's right, Yossi Zweig's website, the host of the Wednesday Live Lunch, The Z Report. And this is actually this song, Katonti, is the second single from an album that Yonatan is going to be... or actually has released or will be releasing very soon. It says it's the second single from the new album of singer-composer Yonatan Razel. So it could be that it's out already, and if not, then it should be out soon. Either way, it's a beautiful song. So thank you, Yonatan, for sharing that music with the world. And thank you, Yossi, for your great website and also always being on the forefront of getting new Jewish music to everybody out there. Before that, we had Eitan Katz with the D minor Nigun off of his Baruch Hu CD. We had Isaac Biton and Generation of Redemption, the title track of that CD. And we started off that set with Eighth Day and off of their Chasing Prophecy CD with Avraham, in honor of the prominent role that Avraham Avinu is playing in these current Parshios. And speaking of which, since today, as last week, we're only going to be doing an hour because Nachum Segal is once again going to be guest hosting for the Dov Hyken show, and that's going to be following Saturday Night Segal here on the stream. We're only going to be going for about an hour, so this is approximately the halfway line, which means we'll be sharing a bit of Divrei Torah about the Parsha. This is coming from Rabbi Dov Kramer and from the Divrei Torah section of NachumSiegel.com, talking about next week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, and he talks about Avraham's hospitality to his three visitors. As we know, there were three people that came that looked like Bedouins, and so Avraham Avinu fed them food, as it talked about in the Eighth Day song. So he says that the hospitality to his three visitors included offering them bread to sustain their heart, and Rashi, quoting Bereishis Rabbah, points out that the word your heart is written with just one bays, Libchem, rather than two, Levavchem, which informs us that the evil inclination does not rule over angels. However, if Avram didn't realize that they were angels, thinking that they were idolatrous humans, as is indicated by his wanting them to wash the dust that they have worshipped off of their feet, how could he have meant that they only have a single heart because they were angels? So basically, the wording would indicate that Avram knew that they were angels, but we see that he didn't know. So how do those two work themselves out? So the wording of Rashi is that the evil inclination does not rule over angels, not that angels do not have an evil inclination. The implication is that although they have an evil inclination, they don't allow it to affect them. The Talmud tells us that one of the arguments Moshe used to prove that the Torah should be given to people and not angels was that the prohibitions contained in it can't apply to angels. Moshe explained to them why prohibitions such as do not kill, or do not commit adultery, or do not steal are not relevant for angels. See, he asked, is there jealousy amongst you? Is there an evil inclination amongst you? As a result of this argument, immediately the angels agreed that the Torah was meant for humans. If angels don't have an evil inclination, shouldn't that be the message behind Avram's wording? Not that it doesn't rule over them. Among the commentators to address this first issue is Rabbi Aryeh Leib Zanz, who suggests that Avram, or Zuanz, the Mali HaOmer, who suggests that Avram chose this wording not because he knew that they were angels and therefore had no evil inclination, but because he thought that they were idol worshippers, whose inclination for good did not have any influence over them. They had but one heart, just like angels, but instead of the one heart being for good, their one heart went for the other way. Aside from teaching us an amazing and important lesson about how to treat people who seem to have few redeeming qualities, Avram took care of them despite thinking they were so consumed by evil that they didn't even have a good side. Rabbi Zuenz's approach can also explain the wording of the Midrash that Rashi quoted. Even though angels have no evil inclination, since the one heart Avram was referring to was that of these humans, and they could have had a good side and could still develop one, but it currently had no influence over their actions. The parallel lesson regarding the one heart of the angels had to be worded in a similar way. Although Rabbi Zuenz's approach addresses the issue of how Avraham could imply that they had just one heart, if he didn't know that they were angels, it leaves us with a different problem. If Avraham's wording is based on his thinking that the three people standing in front of him had no good side, how does this inform us that angels have no bad side? Avraham saying libchem instead of levavchem to describe what he thought were human guests should have no bearing on how many hearts angels have. How do Chazal use Avraham's choice of words to describe bad people to teach us that angels are purely good? Sefer Devarim consists primarily of the words Moshe spoke to the nation shortly before he died. Despite these words being Moshe's, not God's, they have the status of Torah because Hashem dictated those same words back to him, quoting him word for word. You could see that in the Abarbanel's introduction to Sefer Devarim. Similarly, the words spoken in the narratives in the Torah, including those in Sefer Bereishis, attained the status of Torah when Hashem dictated them to Moshe. It is extremely unlikely that Avram spoke Hebrew to these travelers from the Galil. Most likely they spoke either Sumerian or Akkadian. It would be highly unlikely that the word for heart in whichever language Avram conversed with his guests had similar variants, meaning either one heart or two. Rather, Avram said the word heart in their native language, but when Hashem dictated this conversation to Moshe in Hebrew, he used the Hebrew word that implies having just one inclination, not two. The main reason for using this word, as the Midrash and Rashi tell us, is to inform us that angels have no evil inclination. However, if Avram didn't think these beings had just one inclination, the Torah couldn't have used even the Hebrew version when retelling the narrative, or it would be misrepresenting Avram's words. Avram sees three beings he thinks are idol-worshipping humans, treats them like royalty despite thinking they have no spiritual value, and offers them, in either Sumerian or Akkadian, bread to sustain their heart. These beings are actually angels, and in order to teach us that angels have no evil inclination, the Torah uses the Hebrew word for heart that indicates this, a word that the Torah can use while still staying absolutely true to the narrative, because Avram really thought they had just one inclination. Nevertheless, because Avram thinking they were idol worshippers with no good inclination was necessary in order to teach us that angels have no evil inclination, the Midrash uses words to inform us about the nature of angels that are consistent with what Avram thought about his guests. Therefore, even though angels have no evil inclination, the most we can learn through Avraham's words are that the evil inclination has no power over them. Thank you very much, Rabbi Dov Kramer, for those words on Parshas Vayera that we are looking forward to in just a handful of days. And now we're back to the music with the title track off of Benny Friedman's latest CD, Yesh Tikva, and you are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com. We'll be right back.
מסביב לעולם יש צרות, דאגות, החיוך נעלם אחר תראה רק שחור כי גם זה יעבור והכל יסתדר כי השם יעזור יש תקווה, נשאיר כולנו יחד יש אמונה חזקה מכל הפעם תדאג אל תדחק כי ניצד יד ביד הקדוש ברוך הוא את כולנו אוהב תראה שמחר ייגמר הגן יש תקווה אם נשאיר כולנו יחד יש אמונה חזקה מכל הפחד לא ניפול לא נירד כי אנחנו לא לבד יש לנו השם
Oh, oh, oh. batero elomi noi sei batero
בכל זאת לא מבינים, לא יודעים איך להגיב, להתמודד עם היריב. אנו רצים והם רצים, השאלה את מה רוצים, האם את השושנה או את הקוצים. רוחות הזאת ורעמים שמתחזות ומנשבות בנעימים, אך ברגע משתנים, והנעים כבר לא נעים. בין כל השואלים ולכל השואלים, אנחנו לא מוותרים, לא מוותרים. אנא מהר תבשר, אוכל המרחקים בחוצות ובשווקים ובחדרי חדרים, תשרה בתך ותקים כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה 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 הזאת ורעמים, בכל זאת לא מבינים, לא יודעים איך להגיב, להתמודד עם היריב. אנו רצים והם רצים, השאלה את מה רוצים, האם את השושנה או את הקוצים. רוחות הזאת ורעמים שמתחצות ומנשבות בנעימים, אך ברגע משתנים והנעים כבר לא נעים. בין כל השואלים ולכל השואלים, אנחנו לא מוותרים, לא מוותרים. מן העמקים אנא מהר תבשר, אוכל המרחקים בחוצות ובשווקים ובחדרי חדרים, תשרה בתך ותקים כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה 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 אנא מהר תבשר, אוכל המרחקים בחוטות ובשווקים ובחדרי חדרים,
את השבתך ותקים כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה 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 כבתכי לה
That was Gad Elbaz in his latest single entitled Kivat Chila. And yeah, before that we had a latest tune by Shlomi Gertner as well, a single off of the, what is this here, on Kum Zing 2, but it's actually a song from his latest CD entitled Veheskin. And I don't know many of you listening know that I'm a big fan of Shlomi Gertner's and I try to play stuff. We play a lot of stuff from his Say I Say CD. We used to play Schmeichel a ton and some other stuff from his Nisim CD, and he's super talented, and I'm a big fan, so we try to get his stuff. When I saw that he had recently released a single, I figured I'd share that with you guys. And we started off that set with Benny Friedman, the title track off of his Yesh Tikva CD. So a little set there of great new music that's been going in with some of the classic stuff that we have been playing this evening. And this is Executive Assistant of Rumi. You are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel. We've only got about 10 minutes left tonight's show because Nachum Siegel will be guest hosting the Dov Hyken show again this week, and that will be broadcast on the stream as soon as Saturday Night Siegel wraps up. So stay tuned for that. It was a great show last week, and there's only more greatness to come as Nachum Siegel takes to the web for a wonderful program. And so we're going to get back to the music because we've only got a little bit of time left with Yehuda Glantz off of his latest CD entitled Chai V'Kayim, and we're going to do the title track because it is a joyous track that my kids love, and we dance around the house with it, so hopefully you will enjoy it as well, and if it makes you feel like getting up and dancing, then Kol HaKavod, and we'll be back with you in a few minutes after this next set. You are tuned to the Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com.
David Melech Israel
Chai V'Kayim
David Melech Israel
Chai V'Kayim
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Faithful listeners, is Lev Tahor with Shalom, which means that we at Saturday Night Sigil are going to be signing off. Those last two songs were the Diaspora Yeshiva Band with Le'oro, one of my favorite songs by them, and Yehuda Glantz with, what was it, Chai V'Kayam, off of his Chai V'Kayam CD. That's right, the title track. Hope everyone has enjoyed these song selections tonight. A bit of an abbreviated show, but still chock full of great music. And so now stay tuned, because Nachum Siegel's coming up, hosting the Dov Hyken show tonight. And I want to take this opportunity to wish everybody a Gutvach and a Shavua Tov. A wonderful, wonderful week. Stay tuned to the Nachum Siegel Network. Lots of great programming going on, including the latest addition to the Nachum Siegel Network, Michael Fragan with Spin Class, discussing politics on Thursday evenings at 8 o'clock. And I believe that there's other new programming coming on down the pike, so you want to register here at the site, get our weekly newsletter, and find out what's going to be going on in the radio and internet world of the Nachum Siegel Network, and stay informed, alrighty? So this is Executive Assistant Avrumi signing off, and wishing everybody, as my grandfather would say, a guten tamid. Hope everyone has a great everything. Take care.
Shalom. ממנו
זין.
שלום. יהי
שלום.
מחרב לשלום. שלום.
ביער ממנו זין.
Let there be peace,
be peace.